Well, it was a man called Joseph Fletcher who taught at the Episcopal Theological College at Harvard University for many years. He was a longtime activist, and he was the man who helped to set up Planned Parenthood. He helped to set up the Right to Die Society. His wife worked very closely with Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And in his later years, he became a leader of the field of bioethics, which is basically how to justify abortion and euthanasia. In 1966, he wrote a book called Situation Ethics, and it took the Christian world in America by storm, because it was all about there is no fixed morality. Your morality depends on the situation, the circumstances that you are in. And for people who were really wanted to abandon the morality of the Old Testament, this was a great justification. Now, this gentleman was one of the most influential Christians in the United States. But for most of his career, he was an active supporter of the Communist Party USA. He worked very closely with the Communist Party in Boston. He was a member of the World Peace Council, which was the main Soviet front at the time. So he worked for Stalin. This man worked for Stalin, one of the greatest butchers the world has ever seen. Yet he became one of the most influential theologians in America, the man who transformed the church to accept the idea that ethics were flexible. Now, after he wrote that book, after a lifetime of communist and theological activism, he abandoned Christianity, became an open atheist, and advocated for things such as the forced euthanasia of children up to the age of 9 or 10. He held human life in no regard. Abortion was perfectly acceptable. Euthanasia was perfectly acceptable. In the communist society, you are not a human being. You're a cog in a machine. Life is only worth what it can produce for the collective.